Drink tea, it makes you feel all light and happy. Drink tea, because it makes your life less crappy. Nice tea, better than a cup of coffee. Ooh, it's grand with a plate of biscuits or a Victoria sponge or a Spam sandwich. Yes, it's the nicest thing ever to be invented, better than the golf ball which is indented, or Charles Manson, who was demented and made lots of nice people dead. Drink tea, it tastes better than ambrosia or toffee. Drink tea, it shits upon a cup of coffee. Nice tea, whether Indian, Welsh or Chinese, sing your praises for every variety apart from herbal or vanilla and raspberry. Yes, it's the nicest thing ever to be invented, better than the golf ball which is indented, or Charles Manson, who was demented and made lots of nice people dead.
Well, that was shit, wasn't it?
Ah, that's a lovely song. Everyone likes tea.
Yeah, even though we're drinking coffee today.
Mm. Yeah, we need the extra kick, though.
We certainly do.
See, I always told you coffee was best.
No, it isn't.
Miles bit lunchy.
Nuh-uh. No. Tea is far nicer. It's just coffee zhuzhes you up a bit more when you've got to do lots of stuff.
Well, I think
that's
it. We're all a bit jittery now. It's kind of like...
Yeah.
Let's all do the... So we're going to open a Nicholas box again. Let me give it a little shake.
Nicholas box.
It doesn't have a pox.
You'd hope.
So I knew we'd get a fantastic sting for that.
See, it all works out in the end, doesn't it?
Open it up now.
Your first stroke worst time.
My first stroke worst time?
It's either your first stroke.
Oh, right.
The first time you either had a stroke or got stroked by someone.
Oh, right, okay.
Or... your worst time.
My worst time. My first... Oh, are they talking about maybe sexual?
I think it can be anything.
Maybe.
I think it's open to interpretation.
All right. So yeah. First worst.
But let's make it about sex anyway, because that's interesting.
Oh, I don't know. I've had a couple of times where I didn't even get started. Fell asleep.
Nah. Gave it up as a bad job. Had a cup of tea.
Yeah. You all know that one.
Yeah.
If you don't know that one...
Does that count as worst?
I think it probably does.
Probably for her.
Yeah. I think if you go back and listen to the... Not today, of course. If you go back and listen to our Edinburgh podcast, I think I go into detail about that.
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
So first worst. I think the first ever worst thing, and it's rather brought into focus today by what's just happened, is the first radio show I ever did.
Oh, right.
And... I got into the studio in plenty of time, as you do. I went through all my bits of paper, made sure I was prepared. It was, at the time, they'd just about bring in computers which would run the adverts and things like that. It was commercial radio.
Yeah.
And I got settled down, and I started, and I did about 20 minutes of the show, and it was going really well. I thought I was going really well. The music was coming in, the adverts were playing on time. Sadly, this studio had a panel... which you had to go in and press a button, which actually pulled your studio on air. And I pressed the wrong button, and I was actually putting Golden Oldies out on this FM channel for half an hour.
Why did no one come and tell
they
you?
They did. The studio manager came in and with a bright red face, and really, I've never been shouted at so hard. I mean, my hair was blowing back. It was that bad.
Why did they let you do it for so long?
I don't know.
Idiots. It's as much their fault as yours.
I must have thought they'd just switch the monitor speakers in that part of the building to the other channel. So,
Oh dear.
So that was bad.
Yes.
Yes, I need a producer, really.
the producer.
Yeah.
Andy.
I don't know. Have you got a good one to hand?
Well, I was thinking, Martin, talking about technical stuff reminded me of my worst time as a lighting supervisor for a stage production, which is when I was at school, which was coincidentally about 4 days after my first time as a lighting director, which I'd set up perfectly, and it was like the school ran a play in reverse.
Ah.
Not the play itself, but just the level of competence of the cast and crew. So they got to the point in rehearsal where they were absolutely word perfect.
Yeah.
And over the 3 nights of the run, just got steadily worse.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So by the end of the sort of second act of the third night,
yeah,
people were just standing up on stage in complete darkness and starting talking, and I had to be moving the little sleeves up and down. Whoa.
Oh, it's Lynn, it's Lisa and Dill.
Get out of town, Mr. Lata Hound.
Brilliant. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You might have to share a microphone. Is that okay?
Yes, fine.
We've got the extra headset for you there.
Dill, don't eat the celery.
Hey. Well, fancy that. We have a hound and our fourth member.
Oh, this is brilliant. Hey. Because we are flagging. I mean, we've had...
You're really going to have to pick up the slack.
We've just had a really bad 10 minutes. When
in fact, if you can sort of handle
wrong
from here until 7 o'clock just on your own with the hound.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping I could just come down the sofa and go to sleep.
There we go.
I'm afraid it's not going to work like that.
I'll go and get Dill some water. Actually, we'll wait until you've got settled down, and then
you can
pick up the slack.
Have a natter.
And I'll go out for a ciggy.
Can I have some headphones, please? I want to look like I know what I'm doing.
Yes, pass the lady her headphones.
Thank you.
Ah, now, did you actually check this? Is Lisa on one or the other of the webcams? Now that we've got a fourth
person. I shall go and have a look.
She's on that one, I can see.
Ah, yep, fantastic.
There you go.
And Dill's laying at my feet. Oh, this is great.
With some celery. Some celery.
I think he's just stolen. I think he's just stolen it off the worktop.
You are a sick puppy.
Yeah.
You're just chewing it up and spitting it out, Tom. It's okay.
Oh, that's all right.
You might want to move your microphone, Andy. Yeah. Oh, you are doing. Sorry.
Doing it.
Okay.
How's that? Is that picking us both up?
Open both sides and turn it sideways.
Ah, oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, that's what you say to all the boys.
To the figure eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Right. How's? That's pretty much halfway. How's that?
That sounds fine to me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'll turn you up a bit. There we go.
What about me?
Hey, here we go.
Lisa's still a bit far away, so I'm going to give Lisa her normal mic. We'll have to... Oh, actually,
it's okay. Try it out. Andy actually liked chairs.
Yeah, well, it's stuck on the sofa. I can't move it any more conveniently.
I was just about to say something about
Hello.
How... Given that we might have had the odd technical hitch earlier on, how well we coped with this fourth person suddenly coming in. But that's now all gone to pot.
Yeah.
We'll drop that. You've wetted up my notes.
Oh,
you wetted on your notes.
Coffee everywhere.
No,
hound's got his nose in the
Terrence
Salata.
That's. Oh,
not touch the carrots, mind. Hey, off my chocolate.
What?
Blimey.
Hound after my chocolate.
Are we there? Hello, everyone.
Oh.
Hello.
Am I going to have to sit back like this and talk into the air?
That sounds promising.
Bloody hell's that?
Don't know. I've not got anything coming through my headphones.
Have you not?
Nope, no. Neither have I. Well, it was on up to about 5 seconds ago when
that's
something
better.
Happened.
It's working now.
Are you getting something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello again, everyone.
This is the point, you see, where the people who are watching us on the webcam get the most value because they can see all the fantastic visual comedy that was going on there.
One clip a minute of us
of
being
Martin's
farcical and incompetent.
Ah, you can get every 5 seconds on that one for pointing at us.
Ah.
Really?
I could when I was using
Opera. Wow. Here we go.
Wow.
Seamless. I doubt anyone would even notice anything's happened.
Nuh-uh. Except for me arriving, obviously.
Yeah.
Who needs editing?
There we go. I was done with my notes anyway.
Excellent. There we go.
Here we go.
That's better.
Yeah.
I can hear everybody now. That's good. Right, so what were we talking about before?
We were talking about firsts and worsts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I've just been telling about my time in the theatre.
All right.
Which was very short. nice and brief.
Mm.
Can you think of anything?
What, my first or my worst?
Of anything, really.
All right, okay.
I think it's a sort of and or question.
Yeah.
Let me have a think.
I'm trying to think, really. I'm trying to think of anything of comedic worstness that I've done.
Hmm.
I don't know. My first and last attempt skiing was quite worst.
That was quite dramatic, wasn't it?
It was quite worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Describe it for the punters.
Okay, then. I had booked myself on some skiing lessons, since Andrew is very fond of skiing, and it seemed to be the thing to do, as, you know, a good lady friend would.
Oh, this sounds like top sitcom territory.
Yeah, possibly. And my first two lessons had been with a rather patient older gentleman who was very good and very patient and was pacing the lessons very well. And then my third lesson, he'd been snatched up by some corporate event and I had this young whippersnapper who basically wanted everyone to get the rush of skiing.
Oh dear.
And so took me to the top of the slope instead of thought of the little junior slope.
Ah.
And they went, yeah, it'll be fine. And I just cacked my pants, really. I started going down. I went down for once and I thought, as I sort of hit the big sort of bits of ice and shit.
Oh, that's scary.
And got to the bottom and said, yeah, you're doing really well. And I'm going, can I just go from halfway up again? I want to practice my turns. No, it's fine. So I went up again and then I hit the big patch of ice again and I couldn't turn anymore.
Oh,
and
no.
I just went, ah! Until I got to the bottom and I crashed through a few barriers and then landed in a crumpled heap on the floor with snow in my knickers.
Wow.
I know.
God damn.
I hope you went and got that instructor and punched him in the nads.
Well, Andy had been going up on the lift at the time and saw me hurtling, going, ah! And so he sort of had to hop onto his snowboard and sort of go down
yeah,
as fast.
Whoosh down to the bottom, because I thought you'd, like, killed yourself or broken your legs.
I felt like I'd broken my legs. It hurt my knee. My knee has still never been the same. I ought to sue.
You should do.
Sue Andy for making you do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't bloody make you do it.
His bloody idea. Let's go skiing, sweetheart.
I didn't say that. You got, like, a voucher for a free lesson off someone.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you? I thought you did. Did you not get...
I got a cheap bit.
Ah, there you go.
Okay, I forgot.
There you go, then. Not my fault. I'm officially off the hook.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just go.
That's right.
Ah. So, yeah. Hmm. So, Dil, what's the first thing you've ever done that didn't go so well? No?
No.
That's fine.
It's that one.
Oh, God, yeah, I remember that. Bless him.
Oh. Mm. He'll never forget it, will he?
No. He keeps going on about that.
No.
Every time you ask him, that's what comes up.
Yep.
Oh.
Tom's just attacking his microphone with his head.
I can't handle this microphone anymore.
Oh dear. Oh, Tom.
So you're going to have to fill me in on the last hour or so, because I've been in the car.
Well, it's been a disaster as the last
hour. Yeah, you've missed probably the best hour to miss.
All right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it all kind of went a bit wrong.
God, Tom, make a mess of your own microphone,
yeah.
But don't affect ours.
Kicking over our microphone as well now.
He's just jealous.
Yeah.
I was missing out on all the visual comedy earlier.
we hit a bit of a slow patch.
All right.
So, yeah.
It was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, although, yeah, Martin did his Lady Gaga song.
All right.
And fucked it up the first time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so we had to start again.
Yeah, rather than rolling with it, threw a big
a
showbiz
big
tantrum.
Drama.
Showbiz
oh,
tantrum.
Dear.
I'm doing it again.
I don't know, I said, may I do it again?
Yeah.
I ain't even asked your permission, so
I don't remember being given the choice.
Have you done some karaoke, dear?
Yes, were you in the car when I did the Patsy Cline one?
No, I had missed that.
Oh, you missed a treat.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, don't be dead. None of your sarcastic tone of voice, string fellow.
Well, I thought that was sounding sincere. Sorry. Did he come across?
A little bit.
What I want to know is Lisa going to grace us with some karaoke of her own?
Yikes. No one told me I had to be like... You've all been practicing for weeks. I happen to know you've been practicing.
We're doing a few group ones.
Yeah,
later.
You can join in the group ones towards the end.
Right. Okay.
Oh,
I'll join in those.
Let her off, honestly.
I always do.
Where's your nuts, woman?
I don't have any.
I let off.
Me being a lady.
Nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I got the boobies instead of the nuts.
Yeah, it was a raffle. You get one or the other.
Yeah, they would let you have both.
Apart from them ladies I've seen on the internet.
Oh. Yeah, but they paid
that
for
we
those.
Looked at on the internet earlier.
Yeah.
So let's have a look at what we've raised so far. Let's do a little.
Is it enough for the squirrel fucking?
No, £482 and 20p.
Oh, bloody hell, £18! Come on, people.
Yeah, go to.
Come on, you know that it's going to make a Dilly sad, and then everyone will hate you because you didn't.
Come on, £18
for the little fucking
squirrel fucking.
Go to www.justgiving.com/thegentlemansreview and you can give us some money. Just a little bit more. We're nearly at our target, and once we get there, I've got to do this awful, awful squirrel fucking thing, and I will never, ever get any work ever.
Work again.
Ever. Because it is dreadful, and it was from the old early days. So, please give us a shout.
Right. You were using that routine last week.
Have we got any tweets in?
It's difficult now that there I can't look at the computer and talk into the microphone as well.
Shout, man.
Oh, have a look at the total again. Wet Sarah's just donated.
Right, okay. I'm just going to refresh.
But she and Nicola say hello to you and Dill.
Hello.
Alright, so that's the
was that included in the last total?
Right. We're 96% of our target.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Can I have some carrots, please?
And we're only doing this so that tonight when we're watching the comic relief stuff, we can sit back smugly when people are saying, have you donated? No, got other people too. Well, I have as well.
Yeah.
I've been doing my damnedest, I'll have you know. For the last fortnight, I've been eating nothing but Maltesers and Walker's crisps.
Oh, well, there you go. And I bought three noses and a clothes nose. And,
Clothes nose?
Yeah.
What's that?
All the Pell badge.
Thank you.
I've been eating the Walker's crisps.
Yeah. Has Stephen Fry been bragging on your Twitter?
No.
About winning. He didn't have to do the forfeit.
I don't follow him. He got boring, so I stopped.
What was the forfeit?
I don't want to give anything away for the hilarity this evening, but I did see Frank Skinner getting a waxing.
That seems to be very popular. On the way over, I've been listening to Radio 2 and they've been reading about people's doing things funny for money. Waxing seems to be this year's thing to do.
Yes, do something painful for money.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Actually, I know a woman that does painful things for money.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Now, at some point... We've got our quiz to do.
Oh, we have, haven't we?
Yeah, our patented quiz. And I'd forgotten that Lisa was going to be... coming so early, if I'd been told. But as you're more of a more competitive nature than Martin, would you like to go up head to head against Andy?
Yeah.
In the comic relief gentleman's review bad taste quiz.
Damn right. In your face, Wilson.
My mum's just texted. She says the cavalry has arrived. Woof.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too right.
Your mum's calling us shit. She's saying we are rubbish and we need saving.
I don't think so.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's saying the dog's better than you.
In fairness, he is at the moment.
Well, and that's, if that's the case, we can have half an hour skip each. Let the dog and Lisa carry on.
He's not got the caffeine shakes anyway.
Do the caffeine. I'm going to go for a wee and a fag.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Go on, then.
Go on.
Are we starting the quiz while you're out, or do you want to be a...
Well, you might as well, because I think you guys are going to be doing it. And
you
with
guys!
It gives me the
perfect opportunity. Okay, go and do your business, Martin. So, Tom,
come on, Martin, be quick.
Mr. Quizmaster, how does it all work?
Yeah.
Well, I sort of ask questions-y type stuff and answers are forthcoming.
Right.
That's the general concept.
Okay.
However, you're going to need some paper and a pen.
Oh, bloody hell.
And the fantastic members of the gentry listening can join in with it.
What do we need a pen each?
It's going to help. Because you're going to have, like, a number of different rounds.
We're now £3 off our total.
Blimey, somebody, £3 for a squirrel fucking.
It's dreadful. Please don't give £3 and I don't have to do it.
Do it. We're going to make him do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, just wait for my fantastic sound effects.
Blimey, is it your phone that's making all the electro noise on the headphones
actually.
At the moment? Yeah.
Yes.
I've got a pen.
Oh, God, why didn't you warn us in advance we need bloody pens for this quiz? Look, we're just shouting the answers out.
It's a conceit. Giving you time to find the pen gives the gentry time to find a pen as well.
Bloody
give me
hell.
A pen, Tom.
There's a pencil in my coat pocket.
Blimey. I've never been to a more shambolic quiz other than the last Works pub quiz.
Martin's coming with some pens.
Martin's bringing some. Woo! When he's finished having a wee.
When he says pens, does he mean?
He is the saviour.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
Okay, I'll wait for Martin.
So come on, explain us the rules while we're waiting for Martin to finish having a wee and bring us a pen. What's it all about, Tom?
Well, it's a quiz. It's a quiz and it's based on various interesting features, all of whom some people consider bad taste.
Right.
Right.
We have round one, round two, round three and round four. In a sort
okay.
of straight question-y, a family fortune-esque style-y.
Right.
Ooh.
A countdown round. And
yes.
then a sort of quick-fire mastermind-y thing to finish us off.
Right, okay.
With sound effects inexpertly played in by me, as and when I can find them on my phone.
Ooh.
Exciting.
Thank you. Hey. Ooh, blimey.
Wow, that is quite exciting. I'm going to use your...
Okay, I haven't done that one yet, so...
Okay, I won't cross it off then.
Yeah.
Now, you're praying for...
Right.
This...
Praying for?
You're playing for
yep.
the prize of this one-off anatomically correct statuette here of Richard Littlejohn and Gary Bushell in Embrace.
Ooh, that is nasty. Okay.
Sweaty, clinchy Embrace.
Right.
But for start off, you have to decide who's going first. So you're going to play your fastest fingery first thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, actually, you're just going to put these three in, these four in order.
Right, okay.
So
we're writing these down, are we?
Yep.
Right, okay.
Kiddake, play along at your homes or workplaces.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, from the lowest number to the highest number, put these four serial killers in the order of prostitutes butchered.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep. Oh, it's so tense, isn't it?
Yeah.
A. Peter Sutcliffe, B. Dennis Nielsen, C. John Christie, and D. John George Hay.
Bloody hell, I've not even heard of that last one.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Got an answer.
Right, yeah. Andy, give me yours first.
I've gone for Christie, Nielsen, Haig, and Sutcliffe.
Okay, Dick. And Lisa?
I've gone for Christie, Nielsen, the last one, and Sutcliffe.
Ooh.
That was the same order I did.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it is. Like I said, Christie, Nielsen, Haig, and Sutcliffe.
Yeah, I said Nielsen, Christie.
Yeah, that's not the order you read them out in. You read them out like that.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay, Nielsen, Christie, last one, Sutcliffe. Stop picking on me. I've been at work, unlike you. Lazy fuck.
Which was the quiz where the quizmaster would say, we have a difference of opinion?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well.
I don't know anyway.
It's interesting that the two of you between you have managed to completely cock that up. Because I was hoping only one of you would have Sutcliffe at the end. As he was the only one that used to butcher prostitutes.
So we were both sort of right then?
Yep. So,
hey!
Woo. I'll let Lisa go first then.
Oh,
okay,
you're
then.
A gentleman.
I know.
Right then, two questions each in this round.
Have we got to write these down as well?
No, this is just straight from your brain to me.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Sexually transmitted diseases. I want you to name the following disease from the symptoms.
Okay.
Lisa.
Yes.
In men, urethritis, swollen or tender testicles, and pale watery discharge.
Gonorrhea.
Not gonorrhea, Andy.
Syphilis.
Not syphilis, that was chlamydia.
Oh!
Okay, no points there. Your turn then, Andy.
Yep.
Clusters of inflamed papules and vesicles on the genitals' outer surface.
Genital herpes.
Bang on.
Oh, well
yes!
Done.
Andy goes 1 point up.
But you'd know about that, sweetheart.
Shh.
Back to Lisa.
Yes.
In men, again, burning with urination and yellow sticky discharge, usually 4 to 6 days after infection.
Ew.
Gotta hurry ya.
Ew. Don't know. It sounds a bit like thrush.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, go on, I'll go for thrush.
Final answer?
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
Andy?
I'm gonna go for syphilis again.
No.
Oh.
That one was gonorrhea.
Oh, one of them will be.
Yeah, I should have stuck with my first answer.
So, back to Andy then. Final question this round. 1 point ahead. Itching, usually worse at night, and rash accompanied by linear or S-shaped tracts in the skin.
Ooh.
It's a tricky one, I know.
See, the thing is,
if you know it at home, shout it out for him.
Yeah, shout it out for him. I'm going to go for syphilis again, because if I don't and it's right, then I'll regret it.
Final answer?
Yes.
No, that one is scabies.
Oh!
But at the end of that round, Andy is 1 point in the lead.
Hey!
On one. Now, give you 30 seconds or so to think about this one, but our Family Fortunes-esque round is on fugly couplings.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is partly just because I like the phrase. Fugly couplings involves. We asked 100 weird people.
Yep.
Honest.
Hey.
£517.20.
Do we get a noise?
Hey.
Woohoo.
Oh, and my mum's donated again.
Aww.
She says, thanks for a brilliant day. It's really set me up for tonight when 7 o'clock finally comes. Dance yourself dizzy and drink yourself silly, and I will be at 6 o'clock.
She really, really wants to hear that squirrel fucking.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys get back to it now.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't mind being interrupted for that.
Yeah.
I feel quite pleased now.
On with the quiz.
Right. In typical fashion, Family Fortunes-y.
Yep.
We asked 100 weird people which celebrity couples, past or present, when imagined going at it like rabbits, made them feel the most bilious.
These are genuine couples.
These are genuine, genuine couples.
Right, okay.
Have we just got to shout them out?
Well, we're going to go in turns, but
okay.
I thought I'd give you a few seconds to think about it.
Okay, can I start off?
Yep, you're not in the lead, whatever the opposite of that is, so you go first, Lisa.
Thank you. Liza Minnelli and David Guest.
Good one.
Fantastic. That is the first one.
Ah.
The 34 people out of the 100 went for that horrible, horrible couple. Just give me a second. Nope, sorry. I said this was going to be bad. May not go with that. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, he's tense again.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
I'm feeling anxious.
Oh. Anyway, Andy, your guess.
I'm going to go for Tony and Cherie Blair.
Well, that's an because I can't get my phone to work.
Oh, knackers. Oh. Really?
It's a good guess, but...
I mean, the very idea of it turns my stomach.
Oh, come on, our friend Louise used to fancy Tony Blair.
Yeah,
some people would probably get off on that kind of thing.
She balances it out.
Anyway, back to Lisa.
I'm going to go for the other one and go for Gordon Sarah Brown.
Again,
wow.
Not on.
Ooh, blimey.
One more go for Andy.
Is it...
You'll kick yourselves.
Really? Is it that... blimey. I was just going to say, is it Elizabeth Taylor and anyone she's married in the past, you know, 10 years or so?
Not on this panel, no. We had at number 6, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
Oh, right, yeah.
So you didn't think of that.
Okay.
Number 5, came in Jade Goody and Jack Tweed.
Right, yep.
Number 4, Amy Winehouse and anyone.
Right.
3, Roseanne and Tom Arnold. And finally, Michael Winner and Jenny Seagrove, which is just not right.
No, I can see why.
But that brings the points equal.
Yeah! Wow!
1 point apiece. So, round 3. This is your countdown round.
Okay. Do we need our pens for that?
Yep.
Oh, no.
People at home, get your pens at the ready.
Okay.
Your letters are a T, an S, an E, another T, an L, an I, a H, an R, and an A. Start now. That's your time up. So, Andy, how many letters?
Seven.
Seven? Not bad. And Lisa?
I'm going for a risky eight.
Oh, a risky eight. Well, we'll have the eight.
Arse hilt.
Ooh.
Arse hilt is not a word.
I think you'll find it is. Surely it's the little flange round any piece of anal sexual equipment.
Andy?
I just got threats. Which isn't it's nowhere near as good as arse hilt now you say it.
Yeah. See? Thank you.
You see, rudeness is always going to get it.
Yeah.
Given that we're doing a bad taste quiz.
Yes.
But I'll give you an arse hilt's point for Lisa.
Thank you.
You could, of course, have had shit, shite, shiter, shitter, or shitteral, which is quite literally shit.
Okay.
Right, second round.
Okay.
On this. And don't forget, ruder the better. You've got a G, a C, an E, an R, a T, an O, a U, an N, and an M. And your time starts now. Ooh, and that's your time. So, Andy, this time, numbers?
I've got a solid six.
A solid six. And Lisa?
I'm going to stick with a 6-2.
Oh, what's your six, Lisa?
Cunter.
Oh, fuck you! That's what I had for it. This is the bit where we show Tom our bits of paper.
I like that. He actually did hand me his paper as well. Yep. Cunter, you both got Cunter, so we'll have a point each for that. So
hey.
That puts Lisa 1 point in the lead. And you could, of course, have had the Gunt, Munter, or Cumgrunt, which we all know from our favourite films. So finally, with Lisa 1 point in the lead, there's plenty of points to make up on this. We've got Rude Answer Mastermind.
Now, all right, we're not... Okay.
Okay.
Andy, you're behind. You're going to have...
Comedy gold.
You're going to have the choice of subject. You can either have lady parts.
Yep.
That's lady parts. Or ethnic slurs.
Lady parts, please.
Okie doke. Now this is going to be a minute.
Okay.
Mastermind stylee on lady parts. Now, as soon as I get my cocking thing started, we shall go. Your time on lady parts.
I'm ready. Come
starts
on.
Come now. On. What is the name of the 2000 Guy Ritchie film starring Brad Pitt and Jason Statham? The fish of the species Lucianus aspatius is more commonly known as the red what?
Snapper.
What was the first name of the character played by Honor Blackman in the film Goldfinger?
Pussy.
What is the shared surname of the 41st and 43rd presidents of the United States? Historically, the French gave a particular nickname to the English based on our perceived fondness for which meat?
Roast beef.
I'd never heard of it either. Low-purity, free-base cocaine with sodium bicarbonate purity. What is the more common name of the bird, member of the bird family Rallidae, proverbially said to be bald?
Eagle?
Nope, coot. In the fairy tale, what was Jack given in exchange for his cow?
Beans. Magic beans.
Magic beans. What? What is the name of the device often fitted in banks that will alert the authorities if triggered by a staff member?
Silent alarm?
I'll take your answer. It was panic button.
I couldn't really see where the lady part connection came in with silent alarm, but...
So, I make it that you scored 6 points. So, Lisa, you need 5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
Okay.
Your subject is ethnic slurs.
Ooh.
And your minute start now. What name is given to a small square or rectangle of rich chocolate, often containing nuts? You can pass?
Pass.
In the 1970s TV series, which character provided the romantic interest for Wurzel Gummidge?
Aunt Sally.
What is the first name of actors Drake, Sheen and Chaplin?
Charlie.
The detective created in 1930 by Dashiell Hammett is Sam who?
Spade.
The confection chiefly produced in Atlantic City, New Jersey is saltwater what?
Taffy.
The actress played by Cara Millerby in The Living Daylights is Miriam de who?
I don't know, pass.
In the game of pool, which ball is usually potted finally to win the frame?
Black.
You can try again.
Okay. Pass.
In the children's rhyme, who was the member of the genus Ursus who suffers from alopecia?
I don't know.
Oh, your time is up.
I don't know.
Nope, the answer for that one was Fuzzy Wuzzy. So I make it that you only scored 4 points there. I'm afraid I have to make Andy the winner.
Yay! Oh. Woo! Yay for me! I'm the best.
Yeah, although you were cleverer than either of them, then text in and let us know. Well, I keep saying text. It's the one way people can't actually contact us.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, if you are get ready soon over at Twitter, Jeremy Lim and Paul Litchfield will be doing another puzzler, set of puzzlers, so you can watch that as you're listening to us.
Woo. Yeah.
I'd also like to thank Jeremy Lim, who has donated £15 to us.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. You. Not to us, to Comic Only.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
To us, really. That's great.
Oh, we've got a bunch of congrats on Twitter for getting to our target.
Right, yay. So what I'm going to do is I'll do the squirrel fucking thing now. Can't promise it's going to be any good because my brain is raged and I can't actually remember most of it, but we shall give it a go.
Okay.
Give it a go. And I will warn you, this is very old and very, very bad. I never got a laugh from it, all right? Okay.
Hey, go on, laugh.
Hey, is he going to do it? Is he doing it now?
He's, Oh, he's got the funny mic. It's got to be funny
it's
now.
It's going to be really funny now.
Aha, there I am.
There you are.
Right, so I have to see if I can remember the beginning of it, because it comes in a set, you see, and it's, it was a bit political, was this set.
Right on.
Unusual, but we shall see if I can bring it to memory, and, but I will stumble a few times in it, I warn you. All right, here we go.
So we've got carrot sticks to throw at you, it's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So yeah, the other day I was reminded how punitive the British laws have become in this country, you know, how they penalise freedoms and that sort of thing. Yeah, don't worry, it's not going to get any worse than this, it really is. And the other day I was walking through the park, and it was a lovely day, and I was taking in nature's bounty. The birds were in the trees, there was a slight breeze drifting through, and I could smell in the distance a burger van, and the onions were wafting up my nose. And to my left, as I walked through, I could see an old man being beaten up by two youths who were filming it on their camera phones, those new fangled devices. It was the epitome of a BNP lovely English summer's day. Then, all of a sudden, I heard the sound of playing children. So I carried on through the park, and I eventually came across a lovely little children's play area, you know, swings and roundabouts and that sort of thing. And as I looked in, I saw the little children playing. And I smiled, and it was lovely. And I just caught the eye of a small child who was just getting off the swings. And as our eyes met, we both had this understanding, this perfect understanding that it was a beautiful day, and it was a great time to be alive. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And as I looked at me, I smiled again. Within a minute, I was handcuffed, taken to a police van, thrown into a cell, swabbed for DNA, put on the sex offenders register for the rest of my life, all for just looking at a child. Granted, I was fucking a squirrel at the time.
Hey!
There we go.
That's it. That was just that bit. That was the squirrel fucking routine. It's not very good.
Oh, comedy gold, comedy gold.
And
comedy gold, never gets old.
And you paid 500 quid for that.
Are you proud of yourself?
Suckers.
Yeah. Oh,
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that so much. I need to. It's got me so excited.
Oh, we're gonna have a little wee.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. So, Lisa, did you manage to hear any of our earlier stuff whilst you were
today
or whatever you were doing?
Yes, I tuned in from about 10:30 through until about 3:00, 3:30, when I then took Dill to the park for a little run, and then came over here in the car.
Cool, blimey.
I know. I've been there with you. Hey. And obviously, I haven't been at Wemo because I've been baking and shit. So I've been texting Andy every so often. And occasionally he's read them out.
Oh.
That's nice of him, isn't it?
That's nice.
Yeah. Fantastic. Occasionally.
I did he mention you? I don't remember the name coming up.
Yeah, he's done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I told him to check your pulse.
Ah, that was you.
That was me.
That's fine.
That was me.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I do go quiet on the odd occasion. I sit over here in the corner and
go...
Occasionally, the conversation wanders off, and I sort of tune out, which is bad of me. But then I come back in, and I realise in a panicked way that I have absolutely no idea what's being talked about anymore. So I can't say anything, and then the sort of, you know, it just goes on and on and on, and I still can't come back in, and I just go into a little shell.
Ah.
A little tiny shell.
It's a little igloo. A
little like a hermit crab.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to move to a slightly larger shell?
No, I like my little shell.
Oh, little shell.
I'm just going to stay here.
Okay.
Well, while you were doing the quiz, I tried to have a little nap, but I couldn't because I'm wired with coffee. So I'm laying there going, trying to desperately close my eyes. It didn't work.
I thought you were just trying to remember your routine.
Yeah.
No.
Shit, I've got to do it now.
Oh, no, remember, it could go on longer than it did, but I did give you the punchline. And the park scene did go on for quite a lot longer. It went on for quite a long while, but it didn't in that one.
People had paid for the punchline, Martin.
They paid, and we'd like to thank them all, every single one of them who allowed us to meet our target. It's a modest target. I mean, other people have thousands of pounds, but podcasts are very small things, really, and they have very specific audiences. So, £500, I think, was pretty good enough.
Well done us.
I think we have a select audience.
Yes.
You know, your Chris Moyles can go on Radio 1 with millions of listeners for 51 hours and make millions of pounds. But, you know, we aren't doing because our listeners are people of respect and dignity.
Yeah, I bet our amount our amount donated per listener is a lot better than his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, I mean, it's only now an hour and 5 minutes before I can have a drink. And I'm going to need it because as I was just saying to Tom before, when you've gone for a wee.
Yes.
And to Lisa. Sorry, I forgot this.
That's okay.
And to Dill.
I tried to have a little nap when you were doing your quiz, but I couldn't. I was like, it's impossible. And when I was doing that face, you couldn't see it. So I'm going to do it for the camera. I'm going to wait. Right, here we go.
Ready, face again.
I have to wait for another minute until it flashes.
Here we go. Once again, this is going to be a regular part of the podcast now. Martin pulling a face while waiting for the green light on the webcam. And he's really going into it. He's putting his back into it this time. Yeah. He's leant forward. There's a lot of extension going on in the neck. Big eyes,
breathing.
Very big eyes. He seems to have made his nose get longer.
That's gone.
And that's a phenomenal effort there from the boy.
He's up there now if you refresh.
Well done.
Refresh, you can see that. I don't think the auto refresh is working properly on my. There we go. Yes, it is. There we go.
So, yeah, people who've been here all the time with screen capture devices could have a little gallery of you by now.
Blimey.
With all three of your comedic
you can
expressions
make a
little on.
Martin Flick book. If you printed them out.
Of just him going.
That'd be quite funny.
Mm.
I would believe.
Yeah, he hunched forward a bit that there, so the head would get amazingly bigger in one little snap.
Big and small, big, small, big, small. Funny.
Crazy.
So is it, when are we doing the rest of the karaoke's?
Well, I've done my two. Have you done yours two yet?
Me and Tom have just done one each.
You've done one each? Okay.
I can do my next one.
Yeah.
You know.
Might as well, because we 2 hours, and then we'll kick into the group ones near the end. From
Yeah. Do you want to? Shall I pass the button box across to?
Oh yes.
Aye. To Mr. Stringfella.
My hands are shaking. Just because of fucking coffee. Look at that. That's not. I'm not putting that on.
No, no. I've calmed out. But when I stood up to do my first song, I was probably partly the nerves of having to sing in front of people, and partly just the caffeine shakes that have. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you say you were nervous singing in front of people, was that me and Martin or anyone watching at home? Or just that you were singing and there were people listening?
All of those things. All of the above.
Good Lord. Does caffeine heighten the fear?
I don't know. It emphasises it. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
I'm beginning to get like... remember Picard? Oh, sorry. I do apologize. I just crashed into you then, didn't I?
It's all right. That's what we do. That's our thing. That's our shtick.
That's the first time in 3 years you've apologised for it.
Why start now? It's the banter.
I'm getting like...
It's fine. You can do it.
Do you remember Picard in that episode of Trek where they begin to regress because of a T virus?
Animals and shit.
Yeah. And Picard starts getting all twitching, looking around because he's turning into a monkey. It's a bit like that at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to start spazzing in. I'm going to Jack Douglas-y in a second. Have I?
Is he still alive?
I think he died.
Did he?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure. I know he's been alive certainly within the last, I'd have said, couple of years that I've seen him on something that seemed to be current. But I don't know. Look it up, or someone else look it up and tweet us.
That's an idea. We keep looking things up here, and it's...
First person to look up whether or not Jack Douglas is dead gets us all making kissy noises at you.
Yeah.
And if he's still alive, I want to know where he's living.
Yeah.
And what he's doing.
Have you not found your bloody song yet?
No.
What are you singing?
Oh, let it be a surprise, woman.
What are you singing?
It's a surprise.
Nothing, unless I can find it. Can you remember what... of these incredibly vague categories it was classed as.
I don't know what song
it is. Is it Atmosphere by Russ Abbott?
Oh, bloody hell. It's not in All-Time Classics.
I thought it was. I thought I'd gone up and down All-Time Classics.
Chart hits. I don't know. Give it a go.
We'll try this anyway.
Oh, this is absolutely thrilling listening, isn't it, folks?
Damn right.
The next time we do this, we'll make a note. The next time we do this, we'll make a note where everything is.
Yes.
On the thing.
That would make it a lot quicker, wouldn't it? Although I've just seen my next one, so I know at least where I'm looking with that.
Well, there you go.
So you know, it's helped us. It's trimmed us possibly a couple of minutes off the next time, and we can always be. Just talk. There it is. There it is, down the bottom.
Yeah, but look on the bright side.
You bloody idiot. It was in the category you thought it was in all along.
Yeah, I'd made the mistake of scrolling up when I should have scrolled down. But
for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Look on the bright side. That sort of 2 minutes of ham-fisted fumbling has allowed us to count down to our...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... 7 hours.
Hey!
Which I think you'll agree made all the waiting worthwhile.
Yeah.